Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When systems go down, when tickets pile up, and your best tech walks out the door, what does all that really cost you? At CBT Nuggets, we help IT teams stay sharp, confident, and certified with online training that's built for the real world. From cybersecurity to cloud, our expert-led courses help your team close skill gaps before they turn into business risks. Invest in your team. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and unlock training that makes your team sharper and your system stronger.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreek.
Let's take a look at some testimony that was given this week. This is from Ms. Nagel. And she had testified to, and the big word of the week is the black blob that was in the front yard that night. Now, for context, again, nobody's thinking anybody's dead. They don't have bodies in their front yard normally. Right. It's snowing heavily. It's dark out. There is a light. There's the flagpole, but you're driving and you've been drinking and it's like, well, there's maybe it's trash, maybe whatever. You don't really think a whole lot. On cross-examination, they were really trying to pin it to her of like, well, why didn't you do anything? Or almost saying that maybe, insinuating at least, that she's lying. Let's take a look and we'll talk on the other side.
That this black object that you talk about was ever 5 or 6 feet long prior to telling the jury that today?
Objection.
You have to ask that differently, Mr.
Today, this afternoon, is the first time that you've provided testimony or information to the official regarding this case that the object was 5 or 6 feet long.
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Who did you tell prior to today?
About what?
Okay, I thought we were talking about the fact that you've now testified that this black object was 5 or 6 feet long. You recall that?
Today, yes.
And my question to you was, you've never mentioned that this black object was 5 or 6 feet long until the last hour or so when Mr. Lally questioned you about it, correct?
Yes.
Now, when you were passing the property, you did not think it was a body?
At the time, no.
You claim that you told everyone in the car that you saw something, correct?
Correct.
And your friend Sarah said what? Or something to that effect, correct?
Correct.
And there was no further conversation after that, correct?
Not that I can remember, no.
And you didn't think that it was a person who was in trouble, correct?
Objection.
Did you think that? At what time, Mr.?
When you're leaving the property, after leaving the house at 1:45 a.m. and getting into the McCabe vehicle and passing the Albert lawn, you did not think that you saw a person who was in trouble, correct?
No.
Or a person that may have needed help, correct?
I don't know, no.
And you were right there, correct, passing the property?
I was passing the property, yes.
Not as close to the property as your friend Sarah Levinson, but you were in the back seat on the driver's side, correct?
Correct.
And you were in a car such that if you thought that you saw something that could have been a person, all you had to do was tell the driver, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
Did you tell the driver that you saw somebody who was in trouble?
Well, I said it out loud in the car.
So is it your testimony now that you said out loud in the car, there's a person who's in trouble?
That's not what I said, no.
No, during a blizzard who might need some help, correct?
I did not know.
So what did we just see there? I mean, she seemed very authentic and you kind of had a lot of gotcha type moments trying to be inserted there by the defense.
So I think what you're seeing is two things. They're trying to pin on her that she actually saw a body.
Mm-hmm.
And what she is saying very accurately, it's indicating two things to me. The first thing that it's indicating is that unless you have a context of seeing a body in the snow or a body out or someone in distress, your brain isn't automatically going to go to that unless you've had a prior exposure to that. So that's context.
Yeah.
So she has no context of seeing a human being in distress before that she'd superimposed. Kind of like the first time a law enforcement officer does a car stop, they're not going to see things that someone who sees a car, you know, does a car mm-hmm. stop 20 years later.
Sure.
You know, it's like after 9/11, I look at planes in the sky flying near buildings a lot differently than I did on 9/11 itself because I didn't have context of them flying into buildings.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that I think is even more important here that they didn't cover here, though, is that there's another reason to me why she didn't recognize that as a person. Think about this. If you were just at a gathering with a bunch of people where there's some sort of contentious relationships and you're worried about someone's safety, if someone was arguing, if something was going on nefariously, or you even suspected it, if you then saw a blob or a dark object or something at 4 to 5 or 6 feet long on the front lawn, your brain might automatically superimpose, ooh, maybe someone's in distress, maybe something went a little sideways because I've already contemplated that there's unhealthy things going on. In other words, to me, there's two things indicating that there was nothing nefarious there intentionally.
No, I mean, it's like you said, unless there's some context there of you've had this experience before, there's stuff on the side of the road all the time. I mean, drive down the highway, drive down a bad part of town or something. I mean, you can't assume that every dark object sitting on the side of the road is a body. Now, there may be some bodies in there, but if you're not predisposed to that, you're not going to think that, just as she didn't really think that. And to insinuate otherwise, I don't think the jury is having it. I mean, if I was in that jury, I'd be really kind of turned off by these attorneys at this point. It feels like they're really trying to reach and stretch on this conspiracy angle, whether there's a cover up or I don't even know where they're going with it anymore, because none of these witnesses exude anything that feels much of a cover up.
I'm with you. Nothing is supporting the claim that it was intentional to me. There's nothing.
Sick of the ads?
We opt too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.